Environmental advocates have welcomed the prospective early retirement of Queensland's oldest and largest coal power station in Gladstone, with co-owner multinational mining company Rio Tinto flagging potential closure as early as 2029. Queensland Conservation Council say the move is necessary for community certainty, job security and a shift to renewables. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with QCC Director Dave Copeman, who is urging the state government for clarity around planning for the timely closure of other ageing coal power stations in the state.
This closure is good news because it means that Queensland's emissions will go down. We are the highest emitting state in the country, responsible for a quarter of Australia's climate emissions. The fact that privately operated power stations such as the Gladstone Coal Power Station are closing is good news, because what it means is that Rio Tinto, who effectively buys the majority of the power from the Gladstone Power Station, has a plan to keep producing aluminium and alumina from its smelters and refinery instead of using dirty coal-fired power, using clean, cheaper, more reliable renewable power.
How do you want to see the government respond to this moving forward?
We are concerned that the current Queensland government is letting politics dictate their approach to the energy transition. The previous government had a plan to close all coal-fired power stations by 2035 and replace them with renewables and storage. But what we're concerned is that this government instead is saying that coal will operate for decades to come. Now, that would be a disaster for the Great Barrier Reef, but it also would be a disaster for Queensland's economy, because coal is becoming less reliable and more expensive as these power stations age. What we face at the moment is uncertainty, where once every second day there is a breakdown effectively at a coal unit in Queensland. This is causing chaos in our energy system. It's increasing price. It means we're relying on gas. Prices are higher than they have been, and that's because of gas and coal.
Do you believe the closure is potentially part of a broader change towards green energy, or do you believe it's purely a financial decision?
It's both. Rio have a 50% emissions reduction target by 2030, and they wouldn't be able to meet that if they were still making aluminium with this dirty coal-fired power station. But it's also an economic decision. They know that it's cheaper for them in the future to be procuring the energy they need from power purchase agreements from solar plants and wind plants. We just want governments to make similarly rational decisions when they're changing our energy system, instead of letting 1950s politics and of right-wing agendas that are all about pushing fossil fuels out forever for a political reason, which just is madness. And it risks Queensland jobs. And it also means that Queensland will continue to be a barrier to Australia's climate target.
Zach Schofield, organiser at Rising Tide, warns the prospective early closure of Gladstone's coal power station raises some serious questions.
It's my understanding that Rio Tinto has sort of threatened to close the Gladstone coal plant on the basis that, yeah, the performance has been unreliable. I'm from Newcastle, and I've seen our local coal-fired energy station, Eraring, threatened to close early explicitly to try and take money away from the taxpayers to subsidise its operation over the next couple of years. This is a common tactic from coal and gas corporations. I think everyone should be really suspicious of when these coal and gas corporations claim to be propping up the Australian economy when in fact they're draining it at the expense of everyday working Australians.
How do you react to this early closure while other projects like gas, oil and coal are being given timeframes from 2040 to 2070.
When our government does talk about the transition to renewables, they're talking domestically, right? It is good to have a domestic transition to renewables, because renewables are the cheapest form of energy generation. They don't require millions and millions of dollars of public money to subsidise their ongoing operation the way that coal and gas does. These extended projects to 2040, to 2050, to 2070, they're for export. And so the government doesn't consider them part of our domestic energy emissions production, while we are in fact the world's third largest fossil fuel exporter. It's extraordinarily hypocritical for our government to claim to be taking action on climate at home while fueling fires and floods and famines through our export.
Do you believe the pace that renewables are growing is enough to reach emissions targets by 2035 for Australia?
Look, I think the government is doing a good job to bolster renewable energy products. If they were effectively taxing our coal and gas exports, which currently have some of the lowest export taxes in the developed world. If we were to actually make the folks that are profiteering off the climate crisis pay their fair share to transition Australia domestically, at the moment, that is the coal and gas industry, to the tune of over $17 billion per year of public money going to subsidise their private profits, then we would have billions and billions more dollars to invest in renewables to make sure that we did hit and even exceed our targets.
Organiser at Rising Tide, Zach Schofield, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.